Hello, my name is Angela. You reach the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
Actually, I have a condition. I'm 64 and a half, and I have a condition of Parkinson's and frequent pneumonia, and I didn't know how I would do it to get on the 65 and above list. Is there a way?
Yes, ma'am, I can help you. You called the wrong number, but I'm going to find the sheet that I need to get you onto the pre-registration.
Okay, I registered somewhere, but it never told me if I could get the shot or not.
Yeah, I can't tell you either. The health department is going to have to be the one when they get the vaccines in. They're going to have to be the one call you and get you scheduled or tell you where you need to go to get your shot. All we do is get you into the system. I can't even see it once we hit 10.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, we just send it to the health department. We don't have access to you, to your information like that.
All righty.
All right. So you want to get put on the pre-registration list?
Yes.
Okay, I can help you with that. Let me find the sheet for the right page. Hold on just a second.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I filled it out. This is kind of confusing for an oldie but goodie.
I think they could have simplified it. But
I bet you do, answering all these questions.
Yeah. I was telling somebody, you know, I don't know why they're having problems with the school. Just first day of school, if your parents want the kids to get a shot, send them. And shoot the teachers. Because you can go by homeroom and find out how many people, you know, how many vials are sent to that school. You can get everybody a shot the first day of school in the whole country. The teachers, the bus drivers, the cafeteria, I mean, you can get everybody. The janitorial staff, I mean, it makes no sense. They're making it harder than what it needs to be.
But, I think so.
Maybe that's
these are
just
the people
me.
That need it. Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. You know, I don't know. Hold on just a
second. You just work here, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's too simple for me. That'll get all your kids and your teachers and your staff at the schools, all that on the first day of school. But, you know, hey.
Well, we got to get them all back to school, and that'll work.
I don't see one. Hold on. It's been so long, I don't see a screen for this. It should be one on here. There we go. I got one. I knew I had taken a call today for this. All right, what's your county?
My county is Madison County.
Okay. That's Tuscaloosa. I mean, not Tuscaloosa. Huntsville.
Okay, yeah. Madison is the city in Madison County.
Okay. Hold on just a second. All right. I'm registering you for the 301 Max Luther Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, okay? That's the health department. All right? I need you to spell your first and last name for me.
First name is K-A-T-H-E-R-Y-N. The last name is Montgomery, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm going to call that back out to you. Go ahead.
Can I register my husband, too?
Yes, you can. As soon as we finish with you, I can only do you one at a time. Hold on just a second. I'm going to call back out what you gave me. Only stop me if I'm wrong. K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. M-O-T.
No.
M-O-N. Hold on. Go ahead. What is it?
K-A-T-H-E-R-Y-N.
Y-N. I thought I heard you say I-N-E. Y.
Well, who knows? What I hear and it's kind of goofy.
Yeah. K-A-T-H-E-R-Y-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then what I hear wrong all the time, so it's not new. M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. And what's your phone number, Ms. Montgomery? 512-569-5326. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. 512-569-5326.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I have. What's your email address?
I'm going to say it and then spell it.
Okay.
Cat, just for you, at AOL.com. K-A-T-J-U-S-T, the the number 4, Y-O-U, at AOL.com.
Why didn't you just go with you?
That's with on the... my Gmail account. This one I started 25 years ago, and I didn't even know how to do it. But on my Gmail, it has the number 4 and you.
Okay, gotcha. I bet I would have shortened it up. I love to use the letter U. I kiss myself talking to people, and I'd be like, oh, I need to spell out U. All right, K-A-T-J-U-S-T, the number 4, Y-O-U, at AOL.com.
Correct.
All right, let's see. And your county is Madison. Let me find it and select it. Hold on. Madison County. What's your age?
I am 64 and 64. One half.
Okay, I know you said
no,
60 something.
Did I say 6?
60 what?
64.
64, yes, ma'am. So 64 is your age?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you for providing the information. You'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available. All right, now, let's go to your husband. Let me come back out and come back in for him. Spell his first name for me, please, ma'am.
Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
Okay. Is he a Montgomery or something else?
He is a Montgomery.
Okay. C-H-A-R-L-E-S-M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Same phone number or a different one?
Just use my number, 512-569.
Okay. I got it. All right. 512-569-5326. Okay.
Same email.
Same. That's what I was about to say. Same email. K-A-T-J-U-S-T, the number 4, Y-O-U, at AOL.com.
Correct.
All right. And Madison County for him as well.
Correct.
All right. Hold on. Let me find it. And what's his age?
64.
Who's older?
He is. He's going to be 65 in 2 months.
Oh, okay. So y'all are apart by months. Gotcha.
Well, actually, I'm 6 months younger than him. In November, I'll turn 65.
Okay. Well, thank you for providing information as well. You will be contacted once an appointment becomes available, meaning that the health department will contact you. We don't have anything to do with that. We just get you in the system. All right. Do you have any questions for me, Ms. Montgomery, before I let you get off the phone today?
This is all good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck to you. Thank you for calling in to the COVID vaccine registration line.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.